Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of It's a Doggy Dog World by Tommy Greenwald, performed by Will Ropp. This book is dedicated to all the people who rescue animals, and to all the animals who rescue people. And a special wag of the tail to Jennifer Warsfold, who coined the phrase that inspired the title of this book. The Crime Biter's Oath. We, the Crime Biters, pledge to serve society, help our fellow human beings, protect the community from crime, defend each other against all enemies, preserve our freedoms and rights, and eat as much chocolate ice cream as possible. Jimmy Bishop, Irwin Wonk, Daisy Flowers, Baxter Bradford. P.S. The Crime Biters are the only ones who know my dog Abby's secret, even though some of the other Crime Biters don't believe me. Okay, fine. All the other Crime Biters. Profile update. Name, Jimmy Bishop. Age, 11. Occupation, president and founder, Crime Biters. Interests, solving crime, protecting society. Daisy Flowers. Introduction. Remember when I told you about the time I adopted this dog, Abby, and she turned out to be this awesome crime-fighting vampire dog? And together with my pals, Irwin Wonk and Daisy Flowers, we solved the biggest crime to hit Quietville in years. And then we made friends with Baxter Bradford, the ex-bully and son of the criminal mastermind Barnaby Bradford. And the four of us, plus Abby, formed the Crime Biters. Remember that? That was so awesome. If you don't remember, then you'll just have to trust me. Abby does have secret powers. She fights crime. She can fly under certain conditions. She may well be a vampire. You believe me, right? Good. I'm glad. Because nobody else did at first. But now, people are starting to get it. People are beginning to understand what we're dealing with here. One very special dog. With extra emphasis on special. Part 1. Good Dog. Chapter 1. This meeting of the Crime Biters is called to order, I announced. Abby, Irwin, Daisy, and I had just gotten to the old abandoned boathouse, which had become our clubhouse. After tying Abby to a big tree, where she quickly fell asleep, she sleeps a lot during the day, just like most vampires. The rest of us headed up to the roof.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?